We probably all have some times in our lives where it seemed like it was pretty stormy in our lives, and I'm not talking about the weather, but you know, things can happen. And a lot of times as we make our journey through life and as disciples of the Lord, it's kind of like the weather outside today. Beautiful sunny sky, calm, beautiful. But every now and then on the horizon, those storm clouds appear and they move in. And it seems like that can be also the rhythm of our lives a bit. Most of the time it is smooth sailing. And this gospel where we have the image of a storm is one we can probably all relate with. And I think Jesus is very encouraging in this gospel. And as we have this imagery here, it also made a great sense to the early church when they would hear this gospel. What's the boat? I mean, the boat is the church. And sometimes it was prosperous and things were, the church was growing and great things. But there were also times of storminess. There'd be terrible persecutions that would roll through, people being martyred, sometimes scandals, internal divisions, storms. And just in the gospel, Peter, started to sink when he took his eyes off of the Lord. You know, that's when the church, we have our greatest struggles when we take our focus off of Jesus, because it's really his church. He's right at the center. And what's Jesus' exhortation here? Have courage, it is I, do not be afraid. And he kind of chastises Peter a little bit here. Oh, you of little faith. And when tough times come, when the storms of life, again, our faith can be shaken as well. I think the key is keeping that focus on the Lord. And even in our own time with the church, you know, we've been through some seasons of scandals, and there can be internal divisions, and the church is comprised of people like you and me who are very fallible and who sometimes struggle, and we can easily get off course when those storms come. It's great when it's beautiful outside or in this journey. But how are we during the stormy times? And I think for our church, the key is keeping that focus on Jesus. And that hand of his is always outstretched. And when we get off course, we know it is the Lord who always brings us back to where we need to be. For us individually, that boat can also symbolize our lives. And most of the time, it's great. But what could those storms be? What are some of those that can happen? You know, it might be a diagnosis that comes out of the blue. It might be for you or for a loved one. And talk about a storm. It might be the sudden death of a loved one. And you know, the struggle of grief. And maybe it's going through financial problems and wondering, how are we ever going to get out of this? It seems like we're sinking. For the young people here, it could be struggles with maybe relationships or with school. There's so many things that can happen to us in our lives where our hopefulness can diminish. And I think the Lord says to us during those times, and it could be marriage or family things, his hand is extended as it was to St. Peter and says, have courage, do not be afraid, it is I. And do we reach out for that hand, or do we just lose focus and continue to sink? And a little story from my background here. I went to school at NIU many years ago in DeKalb. And during that season of my life, I'd have to say I was overly perfectionistic. I mean, I always had to get that A. And I had a difficult time saying no. I always, you know, I got overly involved in too many things. And you could probably just picture what was going to happen. You know, a day came where, I mean, it was like the weight of the world was on my shoulders. And I thought, I just lost focus and perspective. And it's probably one of the worst feelings I ever had in my life. I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. And talk about a ship, a boat that was going to be sinking. And kind of lost hope. And fortunately, I had some very good friends in my life at that time when I was in school, and they saw what was happening. And some very challenging words they shared to me that I really needed to reorient some things and make some changes. And it's what I needed to hear. And Help me to kind of move along. You know, the Lord oftentimes will work through people in our lives. It's not like we're going to get a direct revelation, but it could be through a family member, through a friend, and we get that encouraging word. Sometimes that tough love, challenging word. That's what I really needed back then. You know, I needed a tough word. And now I have to say, in hindsight, I gained some wisdom from that time of struggle. And interestingly, many years after that, I ended up getting assigned as the campus minister at NIU. So here I am working with all these college students, and let me tell you, a lot of times their boat was sinking. And you know, I think the you know, some of the wisdom I gained as a young man and God's grace, you know, I was really able to help many young people to not lose hope, you know, to know the Lord. The Lord's there, you know, you'll get through this. And those storms happen in any season of life. And I bet many of you here could tell stories of people who were Christ's presence to you during a tough time and help you maintain hope, to not lose hope. And I think that's how the hand of the Lord comes to us many times. You know, as Catholics, see, one of the reasons why we gather every Sunday, you know, certainly to receive the Eucharist, but we gather, and it's so important to gather to remember who God is and who we are, because we can so easily drift off course. And like St. Peter, when we take our eyes off of the Lord, that's when things get disordered and when we can start to sink. And when we gather for the Eucharist, when we gather in this church and see the crucifix, celebrate the Eucharist, it reminds us that the Lord is present. He helps us to keep our focus where it needs to be, so that as we live our lives, during good times or tough times, we're going to know His presence and His grace. And we're going to be strengthened to be His presence to others. So as we come together this morning, for some of you, in your life, the sun is shining, clear skies, glassy seas, and that's great, and what a blessing that is. But for some of you, I would imagine there's a storm going on in your life during this time. And my encouragement to you is, like St. Peter, keep that focus on Jesus, to hear His words, have courage, do not be afraid, it is I. The Lord is in our presence, and we're going to be receiving the Eucharist, and as we gather around this altar, He's right at the heart of His church, and He's right at the heart of our lives as we receive Him. So may God bless each one of us here, that we know His abiding love and presence and hopefulness, and as we go forth, that we can be His presence to others.